going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man, pretty boy Buff Bagwell behind the glass. Connor Green, what's good, brother?
What's going on, Al? How you doing?
I'm good. You looking sharp.
Oh, well, thank you.
How many times
at
the gym this week?
A couple times. Right. Trying to get there here and there.
All right. It's bicep season. Knicks play tomorrow night. The Mets, another shutout victory. Diaz closed it down to 9-3 Ks. The Yankees have a single emission doubleheader tomorrow. Will Devin Williams blow both of those games? We're going to start with the draft, obviously. And I got to get something off my chest. To all the NFL teams that legit needed a quarterback and passed and passed and passed and passed and passed on Shedeur Sanders, all of you teams are a bunch of dumbasses. I'm going to tell you that right now. You had multiple chances to draft him. And you didn't. You didn't. Let's start with the first local team, the Giants. Now, they get Abdul Carter at 3. Congratulations to them. They get what they hope is a stud. He should be smacked in the face for asking for Lawrence Taylor's number. It's a disgrace. I'm happy what LT said. I'm not the biggest Lawrence Taylor fan. You know all the crap he's done off the field. But I'm happy he said what he said. Go get your own number, punk. But they draft Abdul Carter at 3. The defensive pass rush should be elite. On paper, it looks elite. Let's see what happens when the games start happening. But then at 25, you trade back up. You get the pick. And Sanders is sitting right there. Right there at 25. And what do? You draft a guy whose last name rhymes with fart. Oh, if he stinks, it's perfect. It's perfect. Jackson Dart, who I've seen play, and he's come up small in big spots. Small in big spots. Is a Giant. Now, I've seen a lot of Giant fans' reactions. I've seen the videos. I've seen the tweets. He ain't him. Book it. Bookmark this. Screenshot it. Record it. Whatever you want to do. Jackson Dart is not him. He's not. Shedeur Sanders, I've been saying for a year and a half, maybe even longer, is that dude. It's that dude. And the most important thing when it comes to a quarterback is self-belief. Oh, he believes in himself. He does. That and more. He's been in the spotlight all his life. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you guys a question out there. 888-808-1019. To all the Giant fans, to all the NFL fans. Did Shedeur Sanders get arrested off the field? Did he get in trouble off the field? Was he driving 160 miles per hour? Was he getting into any sort of drunk driving accidents? Was he acting a fool? No, he was not. This kid was projected to be a top three pick. And then he goes to the fifth round. Fifth round. And what do you know? The Cleveland Browns take him after taking Dylan Gabriel, which is, I don't get that. But you draft Shedeur Sanders. Kind of reminded me of when Washington took RG3 and then a couple rounds later took Kirk Cousins. You think this is going to go over well over there? Shedeur Sanders is better than Dylan Gabriel. Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback in that room. The best quarterback in that room. Watching this draft, I was getting angry watching this. Shedeur wasn't. His family was having a whole bunch of fun, laughter about it, and good for them. I would have put my fist through a TV. Seeing that teams passed on you over and over and over and over again. I don't care what kind of interview. I don't care about nonsense. I don't care about that stuff. I care about results on the field. And last time I checked, my man went to a program that was damaged and broken and ends up having every single record there. Isn't that what you want from your quarterback? And don't give me this crap, well, you didn't play against great competition. Carson Wentz came from what conference and where was he drafted? How many guys have been drafted super high and have played in bad conferences or, conferences that are not considered elite and they get drafted high and they still do well in the NFL? How many guys? I feel like the NFL, this is their way of saying a big up yours to Shedeur Sanders. And they're all going to pay for it. When he gets his opportunity, when he gets on the field, he's not coming off the field. He's not. The players in that huddle are going to respect him. The players in that huddle are going to play for him. And the players in that huddle are going to want him behind center. He's a winner. And that's what you want from your starting quarterback. A winner. Not some guy whose snap count is. Did you see John Gruden's face when it came to that? John Gruden was disgusted. Tell me your snap count. No, I'm serious. Tell me your snap count. Come on. Now, Daboll, he wanted Jackson Dart. Well, good luck. Good luck. Now, does he see the field this year? Who the hell knows? Who knows? Remember, this is an organization that had Daniel Jones for 6 years. 6 years! And now you draft somebody who, to me, is the same thing, if not worse, than Daniel Jones. Everybody knows how I feel about Daniel Jones. I thought the Giants should have drafted Sanders in the first round, late in the first round when he got back in. I was like, here we go. It's going to happen. It didn't happen. And then you see the other jabronis that got picked over him. Some guy who's 60 years old got picked over him. Tyler Shook. 60 years old. He got picked before him. Dylan Gabriel. He got picked before him. Jalen, I can't throw a straight pass Milroe, got picked before him. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. And as you're watching the draft, you're hearing everybody that's covering the draft say, this is ridiculous. This is nuts. This is nuts. Guys I've never even heard of getting picked before him. I'm happy for him. He got picked. Fifth round. I know there were some people saying his father should just tell teams, don't draft him so he can sign wherever he wants. But the Giants, I feel, dropped the ball when it came to Sanders. And let's get to the other team, the Jets. I thought it would be perfect. I said for months, if Sanders is there at 7, the Jets would take him. And I know I'm not the only one who felt that way. And he was there at 7, they didn't take him, fine. But when you see him falling, second round, third round, fourth round, what's the worst that could happen? That is a value pick right there. Instead, hey, we got Justin Fields. Woohoo! I'm sure Jet fans are excited. You'll be in last place again this year. You see the Bills? You see the Patriots? You see the Dolphins? You'll be in last place again this year. And I was all for the Aaron Glenn hiring. But now seeing some things that are happening and the whole thing with Aaron Rodgers, and I've come to Aaron Rodgers' side when it's come to this whole thing, so I can't believe I'm saying that. Aaron Glenn might be the most insecure head coach in all of football. And he hasn't even coached one game. One game! You had your chance to take a franchise quarterback in the second, third, fourth, even the fifth. And you passed on him. Now, the Giants and Jets.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Had good drafts. But the Giants and the Jets could have came away with Shedeur Sanders, and they didn't. They didn't. Now, a lot of Giant fans called here and say they didn't want him. They didn't want the circus. And like I've said before, I don't give a rat's ass about a circus as long as we're winning. Wasn't Lawrence Taylor a circus? A drugged out circus? Oh, but he did his thing, right? So who cares? Deion Sanders himself was a circus. But that was all self-promoting, prime time. And he was him. He was. There's been plenty of guys in this league, in all of sports, that have been a quote-unquote circus. But if you're winning, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's 2025. Everybody's got, for the most part, a camera crew, a social media team, social media managers, blah, 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 blah. You saw the footage of Shedeur jumping in the pool and all that stuff. It's 2025. This is how everybody operates now, especially all these youngins. The sense of entitlement. Abdul Carter again asking for 56 sounds good to me. Yeah, kick rocks. Kick rocks. 56 is untouchable in Big Blue. Untouchable. And you know what's going to be funny? Let's say Abdul Carter stinks. Let's say he's, I don't know, Mr. Golston 2.0. Ha! The jokes that had come flying his way. 56, huh? More like 000. I'm just annoyed. I'm really annoyed. I didn't know how I was going to word all of this, but I was watching this draft, and I'm texting my father. And my father's responding back, and he's like, this is disgusting what's going on. Disgusting. And to me, the Giants and the Jets, when it came to a quarterback, dropped the ball. Dropped the ball. I want a quarterback that's not afraid to stand in a pocket and get punched in the mouth. Shador did that. Both years at Colorado, he took a beating. But he never shied away. Delivered an accurate, beautiful ball. Passing over 70%. Somebody put the numbers up. The Saints, a bunch of jackasses. They took a 60-year-old. And they compared the numbers with Shador and Tyler Shuck, or whatever the hell you say his name. It's not even close. It's not even close. You know who made an even bigger mistake? The Pittsburgh Steelers. Guess who they're waiting on? Yeah. The 70-year-old quarterback. We've had great discussions with him, great conversations. We'll see what happens. Man, if he leaves them hanging at the altar, oh, baby! Who's going to quarterback for the Steelers? But back to the Jets and the Giants. I feel like the Jets and the Giants had an opportunity to get that franchise quarterback. I know Giant fans are hoping that it's Jackson Dart. My brother's hoping that Jackson Dart's the truth. I haven't even asked him to see what he thinks about the pick. Hopefully he doesn't have his fan goggles on. But the Jets, an organization looking for an identity, you could have had the face of the franchise. And you didn't have to play him year one. Matter of fact, forget that. You could have had Fields and Sanders go to camp, right? Battle each other. And if Shador Sanders won the job, Jet fans, for once in your lives, you have something beautiful to look forward to. From the ground up, having your franchise quarterback. Starting from the ground up with a really good offensive line. Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, and the rest of the troops. And instead, you didn't do it. You're sticking with Justin Fields. That is your guy. Well, have fun winning 4 to 5 games this year. Have fun. And the second half of the season, if Fields would have been the starter, and then let's say the Jets were stinking it up, at least the second half of the season, you could have put Shador Sanders in, and the fans would have been excited, would have been rejuvenated, and they would have showed up to the stadium. Same thing for the Giants. They'll be in last place again this year. They're not better than Washington. They're not better than the Eagles. And as much as I hate the Cowboys, they're not better than the Cowboys. They're not. So you're going to have Russell Wilson start the season, right? Cool. How does 2-7 sound? 3-6. If you're lucky. And then what are you going to do? Put Jackson Dart in? And then if he stinks, guess what? Everyone's out of a job. And then the new coach that comes in the following season, a new GM, it's Daniel Jones 2.0 all over again. Stuck with a quarterback you did not draft. 888-808-1019. More draft talk after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan, back after this.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.